are live. Now, back to Chris Denman and Travis Terrell on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to We Are Live here on 590 The Fan, KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. I'm Travis Terrell. My good cohort Chris Denman left to take care of some important We Are Live business, but I am still here live in Andy Hannigan's offices here at Keller Williams Realty here in Kirkwood with my good friend Michael Gaines.
Hi.
And the lovely and sumptuous Carly Lawrence.
Ooh.
Hey, Trav.
Thanks.
Hey, Gaines.
You know what LaMelo Ball might win if he was from St. Louis?
What would that be?
The KFNS High School Athlete of the Week. Each week, nominees are posted on InsideSTL.com, and you can vote on which player deserves the honor. This week's nominees are DeAndre Campbell, Parkway Central, Kelly McLaughlin, St. Joseph's Academy, Lauren Miller, Kirkwood, Javon Pickett, Belleville East, and Courtney Ramey, Webster Groves. Go to InsideSTL.com to cast your vote.
Word to that. Again, we are live here at Keller Williams Realty in the offices of one Andy Hannigan, the official realtor of We Are Live. If you're in the Kirkwood area, feel free. Very friendly people here in these offices. Extremely good-looking people as well. So if you want to come by and say hello to them, please do so. One great thing we do enjoy about these people out here is that they're incredibly friendly, and they will make the home buying and selling process very easy. That it can be a lot of anxiety gains when you're going through this particular process. So it's good to be around people that actually care about your well-being and that you can trust. So if you guys are in the area or you're looking to buy or sell a home, please contact our good friend Andy Hannigan. Hey, let's jump into our situation of the day. Yesterday, Carly, you called in for that when we were discussing how you would react if the person that you were dating were to defend your honor, but in doing so, they got their ass kicked, and if you would actually stay in the relationship if you were witness to it. Carly, you tried to play nice girl, but you ultimately decided that you would make fun of him, which I would believe lead to an inevitable breakup.
I would legitimately ask if he needed me to drive home after him getting his ass kicked.
Yeah, in his skirt.
I would
legitimately. In his skirt, yeah. That's what you actually said. We haven't recorded. Trust
Do we need
it.
To get your skirt dry clean now?
We had some really good texts and a lot of fun with that conversation yesterday. So we're going to keep it up and put you guys in a different scenario today. So here's today's situation of the day. Carly Gaines, are you ready? Let's fire it away. You, the love of your life, your widowed father, and oldest son are in custody for murder. If you rat out two of them, you and one other will go free. If you rat out none of them, you will spend the rest of your life in solitary confinement. So, knowing this information, what would you do, Gaines and Carly?
Couple questions.
Go for them.
How old is the oldest son?
Oldest son is 25 years old.
So, done with expenses for him?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, the oldest son is actually just started his own life of his own, started his own family. So, he's got a young one as well.
Wait, so I'm old enough to have kids?
Yeah, so you're at the point of your life where you're on the verge of about to have grandkids.
So I don't have grandkids.
You don't presently have grandkids. But
do I like his wife?
You do. You're all a happy family. You all get along very well.
Well, definitely widowed father's gone.
Right.
He's going to jail.
Oh, damn.
No.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Jail.
At no point does it sound like Gaines is going to jail himself.
Not a chance. All of us will go to jail. That's dumb. If I go to jail, all of us go to jail. Let's see. I got to go.
So that now leaves you with the love of your life or your oldest son.
Oldest son. And I like my oldest son and his wife.
Yes. You're all happy. You all get along.
He has a good job.
He has a decent job. He has a morning talk show on 96.3.
Oh, so it's Tim Convy is my oldest son. I think, how old am I?
You are 50 years old.
I'm going to go with the love of my life. The oldest son can go to jail, too.
So you are.
Hopefully the oldest son.
Gets off free.
Hopefully the oldest son and my dad would be in the same jail together, and they could keep company.
Keep each other company.
So you and Lady Gaines are just going to go skip off into the meadows.
Yeah.
So you and the love of your life are going to leave your widowed father and oldest son in prison.
Yeah.
You are a diabolical SOB. Well,
I'm not going to solitary confinement. Are you kidding me?
Carly, what are you doing? You, your love of your life, you and Dwayne Wade finally settled down. You guys have had a lovely life. You have an oldest son, Tim Convey, very successful, good-looking man, starting a family of his own. You have a widowed father. What are you going to do?
First of all, I'm not mean from the one yesterday because it's 2017 and boys wear skirts. So it could be legit. But, okay, so for the married thing, can the love of my life be Annie Hannigan or Tim Convey?
Yes. Oh, so your love of your life, let's go with Andy Hannigan.
Okay.
Is the love of your life, since we are in his offices today.
Still, regardless, I'm saving my dad. It's me and my dad.
So you're saving your dad, so you're getting rid of Andy and your oldest son.
I'll visit him.
Your dad's going to die in like 20
years. I don't care. Years.
Damn, you took the math.
No,
you really
I don't
did
care.
Think about this, didn't you?
Yeah.
No.
Then you're with nobody in 20 years.
Okay. That's fine. I'll go visit him.
So you're going to go visit the love of your life. But you got to think about it. At that time, a good-looking guy like Andy Hannigan in prison. I'm just saying, when you show up, it ain't going to look too pretty. Then what are you going to do?
They're going to be looking their chomps at him.
And then won't your grandson would be, or grandchild would be upset at you when they get older because you put your son in prison.
Mm. I don't need to discuss my reasons with my child.
You're gonna show up to prison, and Andy's gonna have a ponytail. It's gonna be Andrea Hannigan. It's not gonna be Andy anymore.
He's gonna be branded with like a
cowboy
on his arm.
Travis,
you can't be here. I am going to go.
What did we do?
It doesn't matter. It was a murder. You.
The guy deserve it?
Well, I don't know. No, they
did
deserve
it. Who did
it
for real?
Who did it for real? You did.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you did it for real. You're technically the reason why they're all going to essentially be in prison. Yeah, so you technically killed that person. And the person actually had incriminating evidence on the President of the United States that would have forced impeachment. And you ended up basically killing that person, and therefore that evidence will no longer be released, and Donald Trump will go on to be president.
Been watching a lot of O.J. Simpson stuff, too, because I just rewatched the documentary in The People vs. O.J., so this is, like, hitting really close
this
to
home.
This
is coming close to home. I can definitely see the situation it will put you. I would go, who am I saving here? I am going to,
How talented is my son? Is another question.
He's moderately talented. Okay. He is a C-rated comedian. Well, he had a couple of spots on I Met Your Mother.
Sad Panda actually brings up a good point.
What does he say?
If it was me, I would have to send my father and the love of my life to prison. Let me explain. Travis is the love of my life, and because he's black, I assume he's been to prison before.
Rocchio,
you know what drop to drop. You know what drop to drop, Rocchio. Don't you disappoint me, son.
Lit.
No, that's not the drop. Thank you.
Rocchio.
I don't think he had his coffee this afternoon. All right, go ahead, Sand Panda. What was the rest of it? So you said
no, that's it. Yeah.
No, he just assumed that I've been to prison.
Before.
Oh, Sand Panda. You son of a... I thought we were cool, Sand Panda.
So
Big Boss Inoko, this is too easy. Drop the old bag of bones, widower, and the love of your life. Son's on his own, so you got plenty of money to get some fresh, young tail, finally. And that conjugal visit sex on the side, too. Everyone wins. Well, except dead pops.
You guys are diabolical.
I feel like your dad's got to go. That's the easiest one.
No.
I can't, man. I love my dad, man. I really don't want to have my dad.
It's called
dad
pragmatism.
In prison, man.
I'm with Gaines.
I am.
It sabermetrically makes the most sense.
He's done too much for me in my life to just be throwing him into prison.
It's sabermetrics. Like you guys don't understand the
really?
Analytics.
Oh, really,
it.
Buster Olney? Tell me more.
You guys don't understand the analytics.
I am going to save my son and father.
I want to save my son.
You
and
can't
father
save
too.
Two.
No,
oh, I can't save two. That's right. I can only save one.
It's your hypothetical.
Oh, God, that's right.
Because I want to keep my namesake alive, so I got to keep
no,
my
you
son.
Have. You can. Oh, well,
I got because
you're
a
woman.
I'm an only child in my family.
Yeah, but they're not taking your
name. Oh, I guess you're right.
I am.
But it's 2017. So we're going to put a hyphen in there.
So technically, I can only save
I'm
one.
I'm kidding. I would never.
You know what, guys?
You guys got to look at the years above replacement.
You know what? I think I'm going to do something that I can't believe I'm going to do.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to spend the rest of my life in solitary confinement.
What?
I can't.
Are you literally by yourself for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Like, nobody, you don't talk to
anybody.
You would go insane. Yeah. I might have to do that, too. Could they put us in solitary confinement together?
I couldn't.
That's not solitary confinement.
Yeah, that would be solitary.
Can they put like a clear glass window between us then, maybe? Because then we're solitary. No. But we could at least like do...
You get a straitjacket and you're in a pillowed room.
Yeah, essentially.
So you don't think they would do any kind of negotiating?
I mean, the best thing I can only hope for is if I could write, because I don't like people in general being around me when I get a chance to write.
They'll probably think you stab yourself.
That's very true. I couldn't live with the guilt of...
Sad panda striking again.
What does Sad Panda say?
Travis will have to save his son because he doesn't know who his father is.
That's so funny.
Rock, drop it again, Rock. Drop it again, Rock. Come on, Rock. Thank you, Sad Panda. Did Sad Panda go to a Trump rally the other day?
Ray King, this can't apply to Trav. He doesn't know his father.
Again.
And if he had a son, he wouldn't be around to save him.
Again, you know what to do. Thank you, Rock. What has gotten into all of you? Especially from Ray King.
Do we have a text of the day?
Ray King has the nerve. Like, literally, Donald Trump is building a wall outside of a wheelhouse to keep him from leaving. He has the nerve to try to get out of here. I would go solitary confinement, boys and girls. I'm sorry. I cannot live with knowing that my father's son or the love of my life are in prison because I was too cowardly to step up when they needed me the most.
I'm sorry, guys.
Thank you.
Travis,
go ahead and ring that damn bell.
I'm just not going to murder anyone.
No,
You say that now. Everyone at some point has thought about murdering someone.
Whoa.
I mean, not murdering. Like, I'm saying bad people.
Whoa.
I'm not saying like I'm today like, oh, hey, let me go out and kill someone. But at some point in your life where someone has done something to you where for either 5 seconds or 5 minutes you wanted to kill them. Yes or no?
He's not wrong.
I feel very uncomfortable sitting next to Travis today.
This is ridiculous. Gaines, I have seen you get angry. I've seen you literally...
Have you
seen Gaines in a drive-thru at White Castle's when they don't give him his extra double cheeseburger that he ordered?
He broke a window.
He's like, I will kill you.
He broke his windshield.
I will kill you. Don't short my Crave case.
Double cheeseburgers are just a waste of money at White Castle's.
That doesn't make any sense. Why is it a waste of money?
You just need the single. The single's fine. You don't need a double.
You're telling me this? You all Metro... You walking around like mini Orlando Pace, you're telling me right now that, just a single cheeseburger is good enough for you? Really? You're the white Zeebo and you're going to sit up here and tell me right now that only a single cheeseburger?
I love to be the white Zeebo.
Send in your text. I would love to hear you guys' point of view on this particular hypothetical
855-282-8255. Travis is going to solitary to avoid child support for his illegitimate children. Triangle assassin.
Why do people just naturally
kind of
assume?
Racist,
this is
guys,
pretty. This wasn't the idea behind this hypothetical for you all of a sudden to dig deep and bring out your David Duke.
Jimmy D is currently napping with White Castles. My current situation, and they didn't. Oh no, that's Jimmy B. That's confusing, guys. Jimmy D and Jimmy B.
That is pretty inconvenient.
Fix that.
Aaron and the Chuck, this is making my day. I love you all. Thank you, Aaron.
This is really also telling about how people, what role they are in your life. Like, and I'm learning, especially with Carly. And look, I haven't had a chance to meet him, but I try to
holler. Your father?
No.
Carly.
No, my father. We're literally going to see him next week. Literally, next week in Memphis at FedEx Forum. My father will be present. But
yeah.
I haven't met him. And I try to give a shout-out to him every day. God, Lawrence, what's good? Player. It's good to meet you. Hope everything's going all right. Hope you have a great day.
Wait, you just said you've never met him.
I've never met him before, but I would just like to. I'm just saying. But Carly really has an appreciation for her father. You, on the other hand, you seem to just really, really hate the love of your life.
No, I'm taking the love of my life.
No, he's
Oh, you threw your son under the bus.
He's putting the other ones in.
You're throwing your son. Why do you hate your future son?
Right.
Because
baby,
it's gonna be better.
Why do you hate baby games?
Why do you hate baby games?
By the time I'm 50 with the advancements in science, I'll just have another kid. I mean, it's fine.
Jesus. You're just happy to toss away your firstborn?
I didn't really like his wife. Like, she was kind of annoying.
But it's your firstborn.
I didn't think she was good for him.
Are you serious? Your firstborn. Then what about your grandchild?
He wasn't very good at sports.
What if he became infertile after you had your first one.
Yeah, what was that? It was the only child he was able to have.
The advancement in science, guys. Don't worry.
You just relying on science?
Infertile wasn't going to be a thing when
you
were 50.
You kind of disgust me, and I'm pretty disappointed in you right now.
So here's the thing. I'm just like, he chose theater over football in high school, and I wasn't really happy with that choice. And this was kind of the plan since he was 16 years old and said he wanted to be the lead in Annie.
You know what, guys? I'm gonna clone myself.
You guys just
clone.
Are you making up technology in this hypothetical?
Well, if Gaines can, I can. I'm gonna put my dumbass clone in jail in solitary confinement.
You can't just make this a total recall.
I'm gonna skip off into the sunset with my dad and firstborn and love of my life.
That is.
Since we're doing science advancement talk,
typical white privilege just to invent science. I'm just going to invent a science that doesn't presently exist to get myself out of this situation.
When I am 50, that's 25 years from now. Think about 25 years ago and where technology was.
This is disappointing. I can't believe you would just give up on baby. And yeah. I probably would be the godfather baby games.
100%.
And so I would be so distraught at that. That would be very disappointing. Would you at any point visit your child if you were responsible for putting him in prison?
I don't know. The game's on.
Dear God, man.
Good Lord.
I put him in prison. That's kind of awkward.
I mean, I'm just saying. They can at least come by and say,
what are we going to talk about? Like, hey, why'd you put me in prison? I don't know. Sorry.
What happened just to that one Jesuit visit conversation? That's a good point.
It made me think more.
I thought it'd be good for you.
That's pretty. You was kind of scary. That's,
so you're keeping the kid?
I am. Am I keeping my kid?
Oh, no. You're going to solitary confinement.
I'm going to solitary confinement.
That's dumb.
Why? I want them to live out their life. They deserve the opportunity to live out their life.
I thought you're all going to jail.
No, I said if I confess, if I don't tell on anyone, then I'm the one that's going to prison.
This is a classic Nelson Mandela situation.
He's lying.
I would see. There you go. And people would build statues to me. I would get holidays.
No, you murdered a person. You're the one that's supposed to go to jail.
But what if he was a bad guy?
Tomato, tomato, too. And the way we look at murder these days.
You said you're murdering the person that gets Trump out of office.
Yeah, but, you know.
Black Twitter would turn their back quick on you.
But he is making America great again. So, I mean, tomato, tomato, at least he would build a statue in my name. Yeah, he would build a statue in my name.
Oh, he would.
Yeah, so, and it would be it would be gold and just over the top. It would be pretty cool.
Me and my family will help because the clone of me will be in prison. I will have all of me.
You can't just have a clone, Carly. You just can't have a clone.
We'll see about that.
I mean, you think about it.
Give me 25 years.
And he would tweet about you.
He would tweet about me.
He at least gets like 45,000 retweets a day.
But, man, I like not being in prison so much.
Could I have Twitter in solitary confinement?
No, that's not how solitary confinement works. I don't think you understand how prison works.
Chris Correa tweeted from prison.
Yeah, but he's like in a prison in Clayton. And they have
the
nicest
prisons. Do I have an assistant?
In prison?
It's a solitary confinement, Carly.
Like, can I be like, hey, can I have some Cheez-Its?
No Cheez-Its in
no
prison.
They don't have Cheez-Its in prison. Uh-uh.
I don't
out.
Think so.
I've watched Orange and the New Black all three
Cheez-Its
seasons. They don't
have
Cheez-Its in prison.
Canada?
That's a good question we can ask Terry Yake. Terry Yake will be on with us next week. We're going to ask him about that.
On Orange and the New Black, they sell their underwear.
Stephen Des Moines says it costs $250,000 to raise a kid. F that. Throw his ass in prison. I'm going on vacation.
But he's 25 now, Steve.
Yeah, but it didn't cost him that much money to raise a kid.
He's still on your
Is there any way in this scenario
that's really burning
we can
your
put
investment
Big
games?
Al and Timber Punk in jail? You know what? What? Ooh, yeah. What if you killed Timber Punk or Big Al?
Oh, well.
Does that change the scenario at all?
Well, I still don't want to go to jail.
What is your thing against jail? You've never been. Have you been to Bora Bora?
He's a hot little commodity. Do you know what happens to boys like Gaines in jail?
Man, yeah.
Gaines, you would be a good commodity. You would be like worth at least 45 packs of cigarettes.
Starts with a T and ends with a rain.
You would.
And they finna run
You would do well in prison. You would be like, what's the villain in Daredevil? You would be like Kingpin.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, you would be Kingpin in prison. What? I can absolutely see that.
From the 314, can I have a Carly clone to keep in my basement?
That's not – see, now, is when that creepier than me
I'm
wanting
flattered.
To murder someone at some point?
No, that's
or
creepy.
That's the creepy.
That's creepy.
Okay.
Okay.
Two clones coming right up. One goes to prison.
Whoa, Triangle Assassin just blew up this whole hypothetical.
Okay.
Take the fall. Let everyone else walk. Petition Trump to commute your sentence.
Good move, Triangle Assassin. That is the right answer. I feel like he's maybe murdered someone before. That's a very good answer. That's a good move.
I don't get
and
it.
Trump would do it. Trump would absolutely do
it. Well, you're murdering on behalf of Trump in this scenario.
Yeah, so essentially you saved his presidency. Okay. So therefore, your family can then fight on the behalf of you to get you out of prison. That's a good move. I like that thinking. So it looks like my decision was the right answer. In your face, boys and girls, boom. You're willing to sell out your own damn son. You didn't even think 100%. Outside the box.
I didn't even like him that much.
You're a horrible future father. You should be disgusted.
The doctor
yourself.
Was like, "Congrats on your daughter." Oh wait, it's a son. That's what happened. That's how our life started.
I think
together.
I think you're jealous of future Gaines. That's crazy. He's you don't even have sex, and you're jealous of something that hasn't even come yet.
You haven't even
that
lost your virginity yet. And exactly. This is becoming such a situation.
God, have you ever been with a woman? God, is that
that's
a question?
Good question. We're still trying to figure that part out. We've only seen Lady Gaines once. Okay.
We don't know if you hired her
that's a good
or
point.
Like what her situation.
That's a very good point.
I didn't see you guys kiss on the mouth.
Oh, that is also true. Never seen you two kiss on the mouth. I ain't even seen you hug her tight. I've seen you get her like a nice little Christian hug, but you didn't give her the real like let me grab that ass. You didn't grab that booty. You sure didn't grab that booty.
Booty grab free hug.
We dap. We dap, guys. We only dap.
You ain't hugged your woman until you pulled her close, Carly. And then you grabbed that ass.
How would you know?
I saw it in a movie.
He assumes. He read it in a book.
I did. It was pretty cool. It was pretty neat.
Guys, this segment has flown by.
This has. It's done a very good job. Jamie Moyer's fancier foyer. Travis would be very valuable in prison. He'll be able to use his cannabis. Good God.
He's got that dark meat. They're fiending for that.
Oh, my God. That is. I don't get you people. I'm going to set the text lines on fire. I don't care whatever we do going forward. We're going to make sure text lines don't exist.
I heard they like dark meat in prison.
How do you know that?
I watched it in a movie.
You know what? You're probably right. Dark meat, I'm just saying it's pretty good. But who would be more of a commodity out of all three of us? If we were in prison today, who would be the bigger commodity in prison?
Me.
Gaines. He's juiciest.
He is.
I would wheel and deal too.
You do look rotisserie. You look rotisserie. Mm-hmm. You look like if I basted your back and like left you outside in the sun for like 20 minutes.
You know what I've always
you can make prison base.
You can make a prison base.
Like
a prison
reality that you're going to have to deal with if you keep talking to guys like that, okay?
You got a big prison base.
Yeah, we'll make it true.
You know what I always thought?
Homemade baster.
Like jail would be the best diet. Like just a year sentence.
Yes, but
then like all you do is like push-ups and stuff all day.
And like the food's probably terrible.
Yeah. The food isn't good. It's not a ton of protein. But yeah, we know.
It's not going to be like cupcakes and rainbows.
Can I get a second tray?
Yeah.
I can see your ass.
Travis.
Hey, but I'm in solitary confinement.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Maybe
I think they give you two meals when you're in solitary confinement.
I would hope so.
Travis, we've had great participation from our listeners this segment. You know what they can get in on?
What can they get in on?
KFNS and Inside STL Listener Rewards. So support the sponsors and so save. Good. Right now, get a two-pack of tickets for the St. Louis Golf Expo for 50% off. That's two tickets to the St. Louis Golf Expo. Good for all 3 days of the show for 50% off. The tickets are on sale now. Log on to InsideSTL.com and click Listener Rewards to buy and save. You can buy online, print the voucher, and take it straight to the show this weekend. Limited quantities available. Purchase as many as you would like. See InsideSTL.com for details.
We're going to have our good friend Andy Hannigan join us on the other side of this break. We're going to finally read all your very delightful and scary pickup lines.
I have a ton of them. Like a lot, too many.
I'm kind of scared on what we're going to get on the other side of this break. Chris Denman, my good cohort, is off taking care of some very important We Are Live business, but we are live here at Keller Williams Realty offices of Andy Hannigan. So if you're in the Kirkwood area, feel free to drop by and say hello to us. Or if you're looking to buy or sell a home, you get in contact with our good friend Andy Hannigan. He'll be joining us on the other side of the break. This is Travis Terrell with Michael Gaines and Carly Lawrence. We are live on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. We'll be right back.